Hi, my name is Eric Edwards. I played Pearl in the phenomenal movie Blade, and this is the Vampire Movie Minute.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris, flying solo for these minutes of Blade. And tonight we're covering Blade minutes 100 to 105. We start the movie with Kristen. That's Kristen, is from the character from the Blade TV show. Karen freeing Blade. We have Deacon Frost then uttering the line, "Tonight the Age of Men comes to an end." And of course, Donald Lowe's character being all like, "Yeah, we're going to be gods. Can't wait." And Deacon Frost is like, "Right, you." I feel like Deacon would have betrayed his friend. And maybe his buddy shouldn't have been so loyal to him, which is kind of terrible and a dickish move of Deacon Frost. But hey, that's why we love Deacon Frost. I was talking with somebody recently about how, like, Deacon Frost and Spike are very similar. And Spike would have debuted a year before this on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah, season 2 would have been airing about the same time the Blade movie was coming out. Right? Yeah, definitely. Because I remember that. Crazy times. Donald Lowe's line is actually, "We're going to be naughty. I'm going to be a naughty god." What is a naughty god? I wonder what a naughty god would be. Aren't all gods naughty? I mean, you look at Zeus, and he was always, like, running around, like, fucking everyone in sight, posing as, like, swans and screwing women and things like that. Gods aren't necessarily always good, so that was kind of funny. Karen feeds Blades, and the elders get killed. And this is some of the worst CGI in the entire movie besides the blood god scene. This movie had a decent budget. They definitely could have spent more on this, like, CGI with these weird-looking, things. I would have preferred animatronics, but nobody wants to do animatronics anymore. If I ever have the director of this thing or the writer of this thing on my show, I will have to talk to him about the CGI of this. And if they ever had a few million-dollar budget, just go back in and fix it. When Deacon is about to kill them, he says, "Are you thirsty? I hope everyone is very fucking thirsty." Because they're being, you know, bled on by Blade's blood, which is part of the ritual. Even though the ritual is never really explained that it has to be the blood of a Daywalker, because up to this point, like, when Blade was created, like, 35 years ago, back in the 70s, was there any Daywalkers, like, 60s? 70s, there was no Daywalker. Unless it was a Daywalker for Blade, but maybe that's the prophecy and how a prophecy is written. It's like, one day he will come. The director says they did multiple tests with this, and the test audiences didn't like how it was done the first time around, and that's one of the biggest reasons why they really had to change everything with Deacon Frost, and really rearrange it. After Karen frees Blade, and he drains her, which is not enough to kill her, Blade's mom's there, and she tries to attack him and tries to want to be a mother to him. It's not great, and it's also kind of creepy. What is with Blade's mom, you know, and the way she, like, talks and sees her son? It's really, really weird, and I don't 100% fully understand it. It is funny that this also does remind me of when Angel would feed on Buffy to save him. She was nearly drained, and that was the only way to, like, bring him back. And it seems to be the trope of the good vampire has to feed on blood, despite the fact he has constantly been, casting aside his vampire nature. There's a goof in the film that's also pointed out by the commentary. There are 12 purebloods needed to complete the ritual, but Mercury seemingly kills one of them before the ritual starts. However, careful viewers of the entry to the temple floor shows there's to be 13 purebloods in the group. Evidently, they brought a spare. That is so weird. I've never understood that. And every time I've seen the movie, I'm always like, did they miscount? It's kind of like the Brides of Dracula in the Monster Squad. They just forget that there's another Bride of Dracula. She just disappears. And one time I asked somebody, like one of the people in the audience, you know, the guys from the Monster Squad, that question. He was just like, you know, he just completely dismissed it. Like, oh, shut the fuck up with that question. One thing that the TNT and TBS version do is they cut out a lot of the graphic gory explosions from this film, and apparently the bat scene was heavily cut down just because it's like the bats ripping themselves out of people. But we'll get there. So I don't have many other notes about these 5 minutes of Blade. It really is this entire blood ritual thing that with the blood dripping down onto the elders, and there's not much else. It's all very slowed. Apparently that the blood ritual was filmed in Vancouver Convention and Expedition Center. The original waterfront facility was in Vancouver, British Columbia. And the vast circular concrete structure was transformed into an ancient underground Temple of Eternal Night where Deacon Frost tries to summon the blood god Lamagra. I don't know if the blood god Lamagra has any kind of meaning anywhere else, but I thought we would take a look to see if it's anything I'm missing. Because I've read pretty much every single Blade in Tomb of Dracula comic book that has ever been made. Every comic book Blade has appeared in, or Dracula from the Marvel Universe, I've read it. I've done that much of a deep dive on it, so I've been curious to find out if there was actually a Lamagra in Marvel Comics. And according to my research, it is originally made up for the film, which is interesting. Of all of like the different things that they could have done, they didn't pull like an ancient deity for this movie. You know, Varney the Vampire, that would have been cool, because Varney the Vampire would eventually take over Blade. He is created for the film. I also love to point out the fact that instead of the older gentleman Deacon Frost is in the comics, he is actually he's more like a late middle-aged gentleman with red eyes and wearing 80s gothic period clothing. He's this cool, hip, 90s guy vampire who was definitely created in, like, the 80s. You know what I mean? Very young. Not that old, but just, like, with insane ambitions, which is totally cool. Well, that's all the notes I have here for this episode of the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. Don't forget to check out the other episodes that we've covered on the show covering Blade. Don't forget to check out my own book, Vlada, A Dracula Tale. You can find it on Etsy and Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or contact your local comic book store to see if they can order a copy of Vlada, A Dracula Tale and its attachment comics and books. And we'll be back with another episode of Blade here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast coming up.